All right, so three ways. We looked at the basic three-way. There's two reasons that I want us to study three ways together. One is it's lots and lots of practice with two ways. You have to do lots and lots of two ways because you've got the three two-way interactions and you've got all of the simple two ways that you have to follow up on to describe the pattern of the three-way and check on the descriptiveness of the pattern of the two ways. So it's just review of that core, being able to tell whether you have and describe the pattern of a two-way interaction. The other reason is that I need to get you introduced to three-way factorials as soon as possible because they have become the standard in many research areas. Like we talked about the other day, you've got some treatment or program or core independent variable that people are studying, and you realize that the effects of it are probably not unconditional. And so you're looking at treatment effects across populations, either across settings or across some version of that, or sometimes across time. And the across time part we will pick up together on Friday when we talk about mixed factorial designs, where one independent variable is a between groups comparison, and in the same design, the other independent variable is a within groups comparison. So you follow one group across time or another group across time, giving us a mixed factorial. Today what I want to do is take you through two examples of a three-way. One of those, the more experimentally oriented, where you have assigned and manipulated and run your study so that you have an orthogonal design, which in its simplest form means an equal number of people in every condition. When you have an orthogonal design, because you have an equal n design, all seven of the effects in the three-way factorial are independent of each other. Because if you correlate what condition you're in of IV1 and one condition you're in of IV2 and your two ways and your three ways, all of those are uncorrelated if you have unequal n, which is the simplest multivariate situation. The bivariate relationship between each effect and the criterion is the same as the multivariate contribution to that relationship. And so we'll start there. And when we're doing that, we'll take a look at how we can use LSD minimum mean differences. And the only trick there is we got to make sure that we use the right sample size and the right design size or number of conditions in that effect to calculate that LSD, because we could have as many as seven different LSDs, one for each effect, applying the same rule that we had before. We need a follow-up analysis anytime we have a significant effect with more than two conditions. So all interactions and all main effects with three or more conditions are going to require its own LSD that has to be properly calculated based on the number of conditions in that effect and the average cell sample size in that effect. Then we'll look at the more general version of the three-way, which is what most of us will be doing because most of us aren't randomly assigning and manipulating. We really can't afford to limit our sample size that we scrape together and pay for and work so hard to get everybody in that sample, and we're not going to do sample equivalency. We're not going to throw data points away so that we have equal n. And also, it might be important to us to represent the collinearity among those effects. And so in there, we're going to learn again how to use the expected marginal means commands in SPSS to ask it to give us all the pairwise comparisons. The thing we have to remember about the non-orthogonal or the general model is that, once again, other than the three-way, all of the two-ways and all of the main effects, the F-test that's in that ANOVA table, the effect that's being tested is the independent or unique effect of that variable controlling for all the others. Same as regression, same as the two-ways, nothing's different. But like in the general two-way, the annoying thing is that the semi-marginal means and the marginal means that are portrayed in the descriptive statistics table aren't the representations of the main effects in the two ways that are being significance tested. You have to get those expected marginal means to get the main effect and two-way effect means that are actually being tested. So again, we got these two sets of means. We got the descriptive means and we got the modeled means. And it's really important that you keep track of which of those people expect you to be using. So let's